Live at Sport Now with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Hamish.
Let's start with the AFL. Geelong will be without Tom Hawkins in the preliminary final against Richmond on Friday night.
Yeah, look, Big Tommy put on his sponsor-supplied suit and tie to go to the tribunal last night to contest a charge of striking the West Coast's Will Schofield. Now, Geelong argued the charge should be downgraded from intentional to reckless. The tribunal members took 7 minutes to decide it was wreckful, so his one-week suspension holds. He's probably lucky that's his only punishment. Hawkins lives just up the road in Geelong from Schofield's mum, Jan, who's been known to make strong stands on behalf of her young Will in the past. As for who should replace Hawkins at full forward, it's blindingly obvious. Put Gary Ablett there and let the ball come to him rather than having him chase it on his ancient legs. Now, the Giants' Toby Green, he's up before the Beaks tonight. It seems with a host of people, though notably mostly from outside Melbourne, prepared to give evidence on his behalf as he defends for the second time in 2 weeks, claims he attacked the eyes of an opponent. If he gets off, stand back as the city of Melbourne becomes one massive rant. Not just supporters of Collingwood, who of course are the Giants' opponents this weekend, but lots of people in Melbourne are convinced there's a massive conspiracy at AFL headquarters to gift GWS a flag. Watch this one, Hamish.
We will, indeed. Rugby League has its own repeat offender up before the judiciary again this week. Roosters prop Jared Warrior Hargraves.
Yeah, look, last week he escaped a careless high tackle charge. This week he's been charged with tripping South Sydney's James Roberts, an act he will claim was an accident, the result of Roberts wrong-footing him, so legs akimbo everywhere there. The judiciary is on the agenda too in the women's competition, the NRLW, after St George Illawarra's Taiula Fatomoala became the first woman in the Australian domestic competition to be cited by the Match Review Committee. Last season there wasn't one player cited. Now she's famous for her big hits. Fatomoala and the Dragons have to decide whether to contest a 2-week ban for dangerous conduct on Brisbane's Lavinia Gould. Now the risk, and it's a big one, is if they lose at the hearing, the ban is extended to 3 weeks. And that means St George will need to make the grand final of this competition for her to play again. So I think a lot of weighty thoughts processes underway at the Dragons this morning, Hamish.
Certainly. And in tennis, Warwick, Sam Stosur off to a winning start in another tournament in China as the tennis world continues to ponder the eternal question, what to do with Nick Kyrgios?
Look, let's start with Sam Stosur. It's much more enjoyable. She's beaten Teresa Martinsova in the first round of the Guangzhou Open. Ayla Tomljanovic, who's also been in good form in Asia in recent times, and also at the US Open too. She had one of her best performances there. She has a chance to continue her good form in Korea. And Nick Kyrgios's career, let's talk about that. Patrick Rafter, he can't believe he hasn't been suspended already by the ATP for his outbursts various at the US Open and other tournaments recently. Rod Laver, though, he's backed away from comments which claimed he too wanted Kyrgios banned. He's moved to clarify that, and Laver claims now he was misquoted incorrectly out of context, Hamish.
All right, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you, Hamish.
Hadfield is here with the sport. In two football codes, Warwick, Rugby League and the AFL, Brisbane is a city of deep contemplation this morning.
Hamish, it was a disappointing weekend for the football folk in Brisbane. And when you toss in the Super Netball result for all of Queensland, the Lions, the AFL component, had their Mad Monday yesterday, a little earlier than planned, even after they'd surprised everyone, and particularly themselves, when they finished the home and away season second. Exiting the final in the infamous straight sets was a reality check, something their former champion, Jonathan Brown, is pointing out in his usual South Warrnambool candour, saying the back slapping stops now and learning how to play at the sharp end of the season begins. As for the Broncos, Red Hill is turning even redder, blood red, as people take a blunt instrument to the team after the 58-0 thrashing by Parramatta in the elimination final last weekend. Starting with the coach, Anthony Seibold, club officials are lining up to apologise to supporters, and no doubt if you put your ear to the ground in the Brisbane Mall, you might even hear the old murmuring of bring back Wayne. Though Wayne Bennett, he has his problems. He's trying to get Souths up against Manly Warringah this weekend. The Rabbitohs were comprehensively outplayed by East last weekend. Finals do that. They sort the wheat from the chaff, but at least he'll have Sam Burgess back from suspension, Hamish.
In rugby union, Warwick, Australia's opening World Cup match against Fiji this weekend will be a game of two halves. Will Genia and Nick White, but in which order?
Well, it was Genia's turn to do the pre-match media thing yesterday, which he said he's just as happy coming off the bench as starting the game. He don't really believe that, Will. Look, he's one of the Wallabies' most decorated players, but he's come in recent times to be something of an afterthought as the coach, Michael Checker, has plumped for Nick White at 9 and Christian Lalefano at 10. But just as out of nowhere, there's this optimism we spoke about yesterday, Hamish, that the Wallabies are going to win this World Cup. There's this growing theory that Checker will return to Genia and Bernard Foley. They've played together in 83 tests and comfortably attract the epithet of the old firm. If nothing else, at least it means we're not talking about David Pocock for a couple of days, Hamish.
Warwick, thank you very much indeed.